Welcome back to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports, AM 1550 KDCO, FM 94.1 in Denver. I'm Joel Cantalamessa. This segment is brought to you by CB & Potts, home of the CSU Rams since 1974. They've got five Front Range locations, one across from the Flatirons Mall in Broomfield, just west of I-25 on 120th in Westminster, Greenwood Plaza Boulevard off Arapahoe Road in Englewood, C-470 and Broadway in Highlands Ranch, and of course the original 1450 West Elizabeth in Fort Collins. For great drinks, food, and the CSU Rams on TV when they're on the road, go to CB & Potts Restaurants. Our first guest of the evening is the team leader in minutes per game, points per game, rebounds per game, steals, and his 16 points per game ranks fifth in Mountain West in scoring. His 7.6 rebounds per game ranks third in the Mountain West, plus he's sixth in field goal percentage. He's basically the star of this basketball team, scored 16 points in Wednesday night's big win at Fresno State, catapulting the Rams to a 22-5 record and a 9-5 mark in Mountain West play. J.J. Avila is our guest. J.J., thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
So I mentioned you scored the 16 Wednesday night, but this kind of had to be an excruciating game for you, despite the great win. But you picked up your fourth foul with almost 10 minutes left. And as soon as you were brought back into the game with about 5 minutes to go, you quickly picked up that fifth foul, and you had to sit there and rely on your teammates to close out the win. What was that like for you?
When I did pick up the fifth, as I was walking off the court, all the guys told me that they got my back. So, because I knew, they all knew that those calls were a little iffy. But, I mean, I have faith in my teammates. I have faith in my team and coaches and everything that they were going to pull it out. I just tried to do the most I could while I was in there, and I tried not to foul. But I guess they saw it otherwise. But I mean, I love my teammates, and they always had my back. So I mean, we still got the win.
You know, basketball's so unique in that way. I was a baseball player, football player growing up, and you just live for those game-defining moments as the clock winds down. I can't imagine what a helpless feeling that is. When you're eliminated from the game like that. But on TV, the camera caught you looking pretty at ease. You were even smiling a bit during crunch time. It's pretty clear you trust your teammates in that situation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what our team's all about. I mean, if one person goes down and one person is eliminated, the next person just steps up and does big things. And I had total confidence in my teammates that we were going to finish that thing out.
So you guys obviously want to win every game and place equal importance on each game as it comes. But how much does coach or even just you guys as players monitor the bracketologies, the RPIs, and the records to know that a game like Wednesday's on the road, when some analysts still have you guys on the bubble, that was, you know, you look at that as a huge matchup that you needed to win. How much do you pay attention to all that, all those factors?
I think we leave that up to the media people and some of our coaches that look at that stuff. I mean, as players, we're trying to be just the best team we can be right now, and we got a great win last night. And I mean, that's all we're really focused on. I mean, if we just keep winning, then wherever we are in that bracketology, I mean, we're just going to go up. So I think we kind of control it like that. So we leave that to other people. We're just focusing on being the best Colorado State team we can be going into that tournament.
CSU senior forward J.J. Avila is our guest tonight. J.J., there are some pretty nice environments in the Mountain West Conference, but Fresno State, at least last night, is not really one of them. That arena holds, like, what, 16,000 plus, and there's probably only a third full. How do you create your own energy when you're playing in somewhat of a morgue like that?
As the home team or the away team?
As the away team. Or well, I guess we have had some smaller crowds when the students were away at Moby as well. But I guess just in general, when do you play for yourself? Do you play for your teammates when there's not so many people in the stands and you've got to kind of pick up your own energy that way?
Yeah, always. But, I mean, you always want to protect your home floor. But if we see that we're at an away game and there's not many people there, we actually do say that we need to create our own energy and talk as much as we can, because it's not going to be very loud in there, so we can hear each other well and play great defense, which we did last night. I feel bad for some of those teams that can't get big crowds, but I mean, we've all been there, and I mean, that shouldn't affect you too much. I mean, you should just go play your game.
Yeah, on the other end of that, CSU's fan base is still growing. You know, there was such a down period there for a while. It takes a little time to grow that back up so that you've got sold-out Moby Arena every game. But that being said, there have been some really nice crowds this year. Tell me how that can affect your team as far as fire and a boost of energy and confidence and comfort at home and wanting to protect that home court. What's the home crowd been for you this year?
I mean, it's been great. Earlier in the year, I mean, it was so, but I mean, still, there were still people there, and we were just playing to get that recognition for people to come, and then once they did, I think it's just putting us over that, I guess, just over the hump, you know. We see it while we're warming up. We see all the students piling in right when they open the doors, and I mean, it's a great feeling. And I mean, our fans are great. The older crowd is there every game. You know, the Ram faithful.
Right.
And I mean, we love hitting shots and hearing the crowd go nuts. So we love getting stops. We love getting blocks, steals, transition points, and just hearing the crowd like erupt. And that's such a great feeling, and we hope we get that for the last two games that we have.
The Rams' current 22-5 mark is tied with the 1953 and 54 squad for the best 27 game stretch in program history. Do you ever take a moment and think about this mark that your team has made on CSU basketball? I mean, think about that. In the 100 years of basketball at CSU, you're tied for the best ever as far as your record goes.
I mean, that's a great accomplishment for us, but we don't really look at the 22. You know, we look at the five, and we know that if we just played some things better, we could be 26-1, or we could be maybe 27-0. But we just keep trying to correct those mistakes that gave us those five, and that's what really. That's really behind the 22 that we have, is just our pursuit of perfection to just keep getting better in all facets of the game.
JJ Avila, the senior forward for CSU, is our guest tonight. JJ, the program has a chance to go to its third NCAA tournament in 4 years. Last year, your first year at CSU was a bit of a rebuilding year after the five seniors graduated the previous year. But that group went to back-to-back NCAA tournaments, and in 2012-2013 had a very nice win over Missouri before, you know, obviously running into that number one seeded Louisville Cardinal team that went on to win the national championship. Does this team, and I know you've got work to do, but does this team have the makeup of a program that can do a little bit of damage in the NCAA tournament?
I truly believe so, because we're just getting better and better every day. Coming into practice, just working hard. We're working just as hard as we did the first day of practice this season. So I believe we can do anything. And in March, it's really all about what team is rolling at that time. And I believe these next four games we can really get something started. And I mean, anyone can do anything in March, as you've seen. We just need to stay focused and just try and attain that goal that we're trying to get.
You know, a lot of it, and that team, I think that team a couple years ago could have done even more damage if it weren't for that particular draw that they had. It was a rough draw. And so much of this, you know, a team's success in the tournament depends on seeding. You got to play your way into a decent seed with decent matchups. Is that on your mind also, you know, trying to win out here so you get the best possible seed that you can?
Personally, I don't think so, because I think whatever seed we are, that other team is going to be afraid of playing us, because they know the way we play, and they know the physicality of the game, and I mean, that's how I go in every game that the teams are afraid to play us, and they know that they're going to have to be physical. And all through practice, going up to our game, the coaches are emphasizing the just how hard we play, and I feel like teams that don't even know us from other conferences and stuff are going to be in for a rude awakening anytime they see us. So I'm not really worried about that right now. I do want to win. I do want to get the best seed we can possibly get, but I'm not really worried about it with my guys.
JJ Avila, the star senior forward for CSU, is our guest. JJ, I previously mentioned those five seniors that graduated after the 2012-13 season. They're largely credited for this resurgence of CSU basketball because it was really in the tank there for a long time. Would you have considered coming to CSU if it had it not been for that recent success and them making those back-to-back tournaments?
I never really heard of Colorado State until Coach Hodge called me and told me to watch the game against Missouri. And then he told me to look up Coach Eustace, and I did. And, I mean, what they did for the program was great, but I really came for the coaching staff and the environment here. And I knew Coach Eustace was the winner, and I never really won at in college at Navy or anything. So I just really came to win and play for great coaches and try and be the best player and be on the best team I can be.
You know, this team has been somewhat of a melting pot of players who have transferred. And granted, it's not like you were all thrown on the court together this year. You know, you practiced together for a couple years now while the transfer sat out for that mandatory season. What you guys have done this year is really astounding. I mean, it's hard to believe that you guys came together that quickly in gameplay. How was the team able to mesh that quickly and perform so well right off the bat?
This summer, we all came together and we worked really hard. But it's a credit to all these players that are here. I mean, all the unselfishness of all these players and just the IQ of all these players just to know their role and know how to play with each other, and that goes to our coaches for getting us all together, you know. And we always love playing ball, and we know what it takes to win, and a lot of us are a little bit older, and we understand what we need to do. And I don't know, we're honestly blessed to have all these guys together, and I mean, it's as you can see, it's going great right now. And it's just going to get better.
JJ, one more question here before we go to a quick break. You came out of high school and you were a very good prep. You had a great high school career. How did you end up choosing Navy? Your father was in the military. You said you didn't really want that for your career path, and yet you end up choosing Navy. How did that happen?
Honestly, I never knew how my game would translate to the college level, and I don't think any of my family or coaches knew either. So, I mean, there's no better place to graduate from than the Naval Academy later on in life, you know. But once I started playing and I saw what I could do, I just knew I could play at a higher level, and I didn't. I wasn't very into the military anymore after my second year. So I decided to go try and play at a higher level.
JJ Avila has been our guest. JJ, we got to take a quick break, but hope you can stay with us. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about how you ended up at Colorado State, what that experience has been like over your career, what's to come over the next few weeks, and more. Before we go to that commercial break, I want to thank all of our sponsors. When we first kicked around the idea of doing this show, we reached out to a select few people who we knew were big CSU supporters, and they quickly jumped on the opportunity to sponsor the show. They, like all of Ram fans, believe that there's a bigger need for CSU coverage and CSU talk on the airwaves in Denver and the surrounding areas. So we're blessed to have them as part of this show, and I encourage you to give them first shot at your business. Stay with us. JJ returns after the break. You're listening to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports. And on the streets again.